If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to begin reading this evening at verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I want to preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help on this thought. Are we even in the race? I want to preach that question to you tonight. Are we even in the race? As we look at this tonight in Paul's writing here to the Corinthians, and Corinth was a major place, and there was some major athletic events that took place here at Corinth. It was kind of like our, the Olympics. They had the games there at Corinth. And he says, you know not that they which run in a race run all. Amen. And now what he's talking about here, now let's just get something straight first. When Paul's talking about running in this race, he said, praise God, he said, we're all running in a race. We've all got a race, praise God, in this life. We call it a lot of times a rat race. Amen? And we're running this race. Every one of us have a race to run. You may not think you're in a race, but praise God, you're in a race. But what Paul's talking about here is the same thing that he's talking about for us. He's talking about a race, and that race that we have has a measurable distance. Have you ever thought about that? The race that you're running has a measurable distance. We have a starting place, and we have an ending place. Amen? A starting line and a finish line. And what we've got to do, praise God, is just run the race. Amen. Hey, and we got to do it the best that we can do it. Amen. For the glory of God. Hey, we're not all going to run it perfect. Praise God. But hey, we just need to stay in the race. And we need to run that race according to God's perfect will. The path that God has for each and every one of us for your race. Amen. Every one of us is in a race. Every one of us has challenges today. But I believe, praise God, with the Lord on our side, that we're up to the race. Amen. We can run a good race for the cause of Christ. He said, we all run a race, and we race, run all in this race. He said, but one receiveth the prize. Now the whole thing is to receive the prize. The prize at the end of the race, amen, there's a prize for me, and there's a prize for you. I'm looking for praise God, my prize is heaven, amen, and the presence of Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody asked me the other day, said, preacher, do you think about heaven a lot? And I said, yeah, I think a whole lot about heaven. He said, what do you think heaven will be like? I said, I'm looking for those gates of pearl. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see those walls of jasper. I'd like to see the throne of God. I'd like to see, but most of all, I'd like to see the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died for my sin. But glory to God, most precious thing about heaven is the things that's not going to be there. There's not going to be any more sin. There's not going to be no more devil. There's not going to be no more temptation. There's not going to be no more pride, praise God. There's not going to be no more jealousy. But praise be to God, he's just going to be a God of glory who will love us, and we'll love him throughout all eternity, world without end. There's not going to be any more. There's not going to be any more funeral services. There'll never be no more graves over in glory. Amen. Hey, what I'm looking for in heaven, Brother Kevin, is I'm looking for the things that won't be there. Amen. Amen. I'm looking for a place where there'll be no sorrow. All sorrows passed away. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean we'll just go around all the time in joy? That's exactly what I'm saying. Rejoicing in the Lord all the days of our life. Amen. What do you say? Well, preacher, you say, we've done died. Hey, listen, a child of God never dies. Praise God. We just graduate. Glory to God. We pass out of this flesh and into glory. Praise God. Amen. Hey, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. Amen. The one that's going to come take me out of this old vile body, praise God, in which I live. You want, let me just say something. We're running a race today, and we struggle in this race because we live and have to race in this old body. But I want to say, praise God, tonight, that we're saying, hey, we ought to just run because there's a prize ahead.
Yeah.
Amen. We all ought to run, praise God, for the most precious prize.
Yeah.
And the most precious prize is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. The one that died for the sins of the world, died for your sins and my sins, so that we might live forever. Amen. I'm not going to die. Hey, I used to be scared to death. I'm like Brother Bill. I used to be scared to death at dark, in the dark. I was scared of dark because everybody always told me the boogeyman lived in the dark. Amen. But praise God, when God saved my soul, since He saved my soul, I don't have to have a light night light. I like the dark. Amen. That's when I get my rest. I get my ease. Praise God, I lay down at black soul. One of these days, my little wife will probably get one of them boxes they put you in. And they'll probably roll me down the aisle somewhere to the front of some church. And I'll be in that box they call a casket, a briar, a hope chest. Amen. And they'll roll me in front of a church and they'll say, some man will get up and he can't preach my funeral because I've already done that. I just want you to know, praise God, when he gets up there in front and tries to tell you about Jeff Massey, you just stand up and say, preacher, we already know about him. He loved Jesus, praise God. Amen. Right, could you imagine going to a funeral and everybody in there say, praise God, just stood up and said, hey, he loved Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. I say, you know what? At a man's death, Holy Ghost revival could break out.
Yeah.
But when they roll me up here and they say, hey, listen, here lies Jeff, you say, preacher, you got it wrong. He said, that's just that old body of clay. Old Jeff Massey is in glory, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because he ran the race, praise God, and he got the prize at the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a prize, young'uns, to run a race. Praise God. Hey, yeah. Hey, just get her done. Get in there and just win that race. Run the race, praise God, for the glory of God. When the end of this thing comes, that we might be able to say that we've done, that the Lord had at the judgment seat of Christ, he'd say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Won't that be something? You know what? We'll have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Even if you're saved, you've got to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. You have to give account for what you did after you got saved. Amen. For all the things that you haven't gotten under the blood. You know why it's important for us to repent? Now, a lot of people, I've told you, have quit repenting. But I repent more now than I ever did. I never repented when I was lost. But praise God, now that I'm saved, I realize that I mess up. I make mistakes. And I bow my head and I say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. You know what he does? He takes that blood and covers it up.
Yeah.
It's gone, man. Praise God. He casts the sea of forgetful. Not that he couldn't remember, but he chooses not to. Never bring it up against you when you put it under the blood. I'm talking about when you come with true repentance because you broke the heart of God. Amen. But he said, hey, those that run a race, run for a prize. And then notice what he says. And I want to ask, the question I'm asking now, are we even in the race? Amen. Are we even in the race? And now he says here, he says that I'll go after prize. And he says, so run. In other words, what he's saying, he says, man, get in the race.
Yeah.
He said, if you haven't been running for Jesus, praise God, it's time to get in the race. The race, hey, listen, you're like most of you, like me. You ain't getting no younger. And you sure ain't getting no prettier. So you might as well just get in the race, praise God, and run for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He said, so run. He said, get in the race. Amen. Hey, are you in the race for Jesus? You know what that means? That means, praise God, that you think on Him, you meditate on Him, you read, you study about Him. Praise God, you put Him in your heart. Amen. And when you get a chance, opportunity, you tell people about Him. You encourage them to come along with you, praise God, to run with you, praise God, to race to the end for duration. He said, but why do we run? He said, so run that you may obtain. Amen. That word obtain says it all. That means to take eagerly. Amen. It means that when you get to the finish line, praise God, you can take eagerly that prize at the end. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I'm looking eagerly to the prize of the end. I'm looking eagerly, praise God, this afternoon to the finish of the race. I don't know about you. Sometimes this whole life gets wearisome. Amen. It seems like it's long and it seems like a dread, drudgery sometimes, but praise be to God, when we look up every day and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And praise God, we just begin to rejoice even when we don't feel like it, because the Bible teaches us that we're not running on feelings, praise God. We're running on the security of the precious Lamb of God, that price that was paid on Calvary, praise God, that we can take to the bank. So we just get up every morning, we say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. For what I've done in my heart, amen. I know the Lord Jesus, that free pardon of sin, that He forgave me, that I might obtain the prize. Now, it doesn't mean to take eagerly, but means to seize. It means to reach out and get a hold of. Amen. Hey, praise God. Have you ever run in a race? Have you ever been in an athletic event? Most of you probably have. And you work and you strive as hard as you can. And whenever you've won, and they call your name out and they say, hey, you've got the prize. And you go up there, praise God, and you reach out your hands. And praise God, it's not really yours, so you get it in your hands. Amen. It becomes yours. Amen. So he said, praise God, he said, we just need to get in the race and we need to run, praise God, until we obtain, until we know what we've got. Amen. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today that's frailing around in the world and they don't know what they have. You see, I'm afraid the devil slipped us a counterfeit in the day that we live. I believe he's got us, it's easy believism, and you know, just know Jesus and you're okay. Make a little profession and you're okay. But I want to say, praise God, a profession without a possession is not salvation. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God nudges on your heart and shows you you're just an old wicked sinner in need of a Savior, that you're just as vile and wicked as hell itself, amen, you say, preacher, you ought to talk about me like that. Why? Because I was just like you. Amen. I was that scum on the bottom, but underneath the barrel. Amen. When Jesus found me, I told you, I was the meanest little old boy. Just says, it's side of eternity. But praise God, God come to my heart one night. I knew I was going to hell. I lost out God. But Jesus come to my heart that night. He began to finger around on my heart, began to show me that I was just an old sinner. But he showed me that they was a God of glory that loved me. Hallelujah. And boy, I took a double take on that. I'm like, what? I said, you mean God, the Lord Jesus Christ, after all He done for me, He loves me? And that little old preacher, man, little old short fellow, I'll never forget it. He said, yeah, he was just like he pointed at me. He said, yeah, He loves you on purpose. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, that stirred something down the depths of my soul. I don't even remember. I hit that altar. Boy, I took a running leap and I fell down old-fashioned altar. I said, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner, amen. Praise God. I'm wicked as hell itself. Amen. But Lord, if you can, save me. Amen. Amen. I come up from there. And I don't even remember walking back my pew. It felt like I was walking that high off the ground. Why? Because that load of sin and guilt, praise God, was lifted off my shoulders. Praise be to God, and I ain't been the same since. Hey, I haven't been perfect, but praise God, I'm serving the perfect one tonight. Glory be to God, He's on my side, and I'm running for Him. Praise be to God, looking to obtain, praise God, that prize. Looking to seize it, to get hold of it. Amen. To possess it, to make it mine. Praise God, that's what we need to do. We need to possess it. We need to take the Lord Jesus Christ, possess Him in our heart, and make Him the Lord of our lives. But now look what He says in verse 25. He said, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now here He's talking about a man that striveth, one that's going after it. Amen. One that's putting in some effort for the prize. That's making an effort, praise God, to do right and to walk right and talk right and to live right. Amen. To run the race right. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate. Now, Jesus talked about this striving over in Luke chapter 13 and verse 23. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Then said one unto Him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And He said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Jesus Himself, He says, to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now that word strive means to agonize with intense effort. Amen. He said it's not to just put out an effort. He said, praise God, it's to agonize. He said to put an intense effort of praise God in the entering in at the straight gate. Because he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But praise be to God tonight. I'm glad through the Lord Jesus Christ that he made a straight way that every one of us that would come to repentance, praise God, could get in, praise God, and get in the race and go for Jesus. Praise God with him there. And you know what he's doing tonight? He's there at the throne of grace at the right hand of the Father, and he's saying, come on, Brother Bill Bison, come on, you can do it. Come on, don't give up. Put out some more effort. I've got you, buddy. I'll give you grace. I'll give you mercy. Just keep pushing. Don't give up. Don't quit. Praise be to God. Ain't you glad tonight that you've got a coach sitting at the right hand of the Father, an advocate for me and you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said, just keep going.
Amen.
Amen. When no devil comes along and says, why don't you just quit? Yeah. Ain't nobody cares. Nobody's paying any attention to you. Why don't you just quit? Just say, devil, I ain't a playing in your court.
Amen.
I'm not running your race. I'm running a race for Jesus. And I can see him just up ahead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a beckoning me and saying, come on. Come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest, praise God. The devil ain't got that. The world ain't got that. But praise be to God tonight. The Lord's got rest for the souls of his people. Amen. When you get miserable and downtrodden here, he said, praise God, just say, listen, I'm just going after the mastery of the prize. What is that mastery? That mastery is the winning of the prize. The achievement, praise God, of knowing that you've run well. Praise God for Jesus. Bless the holy name. And he said, we run and every man striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. You know what that means? That word temperate, remember what it means? That means you do everything with self-control. You know a child of God, listen to me now tonight. Do you believe a child of God is to be self-controlled? Amen. We're not to let the world and our emotions and our feelings control us, but we're supposed to be self-controlled and allowing ourselves to be controlled by the Lord. Amen. We're not controlled by self. We control ourselves. Amen. We keep ourselves from the world and the worldliness. Amen. You young people, listen to me. You pay attention to music that you listen to. Amen. You don't pray. You don't listen to this old head banging, drug taking music. You don't listen to this old alcoholic, rape and murder music. Why? Because you're planting that in your head. You say, well, preacher, that don't affect me none. You're a liar. Amen. It's you're putting that into your brain. Praise God, your brain's recording that. The devil will use that against you all the days of your life. You say, how do you know? Because I listen to some of that stuff too. Amen. Now you listen to me. I'm speaking from experience, praise God. I can be going down the road sometimes, be by myself, nobody around. All of a sudden, a song will come into my head, and it ain't, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. It's some of that old junk that I used to listen to, them old boys, things I used to run around with. Amen. Not that I like that stuff, but praise God, they'd listen to it, and praise God, the old devil puts it in your head. That's just like the old devil put in your head when them boys and them girls say, oh, come on, try this, it'll be okay. It won't hurt you. It won't kill you. Yeah, that's what the devil said, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. Eve said, hey, we can't touch of that. It's forbidden. God said, okay, we can't partake of that. He said, we can't even touch it. And Satan said, well, has God said? Did God really say that you'll die, drop dead if you eat that? And they took of that little fruit, praise God, and they said, hey, boy, that's good. And she gave it to Adam. He did eat also. The devil said, I got you now. Amen. Did they drop dead right then? No, they didn't drop dead right then. But praise God, they began to die, and we've been dying ever since. God created us to be immortal beings, praise God, to live in the garden, amen, under perfect circumstances, to go to bed at night, wake up in the morning as a brand new creation. Amen. But praise God, because of sin, we lost that. Amen. And sin became in, it began to creep in. Down over the ages, man lived to be 800-900 years old. But as sin began to creep in more and more, are you hearing me tonight? As sin began to creep in more and more, people begin to die earlier and earlier and earlier. Why? Because of the curse. Amen. Because we're living under the curse of sin. Amen. Because of Satan. Because of the devil, the old deceiver, praise God, is the God of this world. And he's deceiving us. He's tearing down. He's destroying everything. He don't build up nothing.
Amen.
The devil doesn't build up nothing. He just destroys and tears down and tears down and destroys. Amen. Till he makes you so weak that you can't go in. He'll cast you off the side and get another one. Amen. He'll do his best to destroy you and kill you if he can. You know, preacher, I'm saved. That don't matter to the devil. Amen. He's still like destroy these old bodies. He can't touch the soul. You remember Job? He said that he allowed the devil test him. He said he lost everything he's had. He got his body. He was afflicted from the bottom of his feet to the sole of his head with sore boils. Sat in sackcloth and ashes. Praise God. Scraping them, trying to get some relief with a piece of broken pottery. And praise God. And his wife comes along and says, hey, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. God giveth, God taketh away. Praise be. Well, why should I curse my God? Because he's still God Almighty. And she said, someday, though the worms may eat my old body, I'm going to see the Lord, praise God, with my eyes.
Yeah.
Amen. He had a blessed hope in the Lord. Why? Because he is running a race.
Yeah.
Old Job didn't quit. He didn't give up. He wasn't sidetracked by a little minor affliction.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul said one of these days, hey, listen, old Paul, they beat him. Paul had a lot of ailments. He had a problem with his eyes. They said he was a gross-looking person because of the inflictions on his body. He was taken outside the city at Ephesus. He was mistreated. He was stoned and left for dead. Amen. I believe he was stoned with stone bruises, probably his eyes bulging out of his head where they beat him with those stones. And praise God, you know what he did? He was a-trusting in the Lord. And the Lord gave him, hey, glory to God. The Lord gave him just a little peek into glory. And he come back twice the man he ever was. He said, hey, he said, I don't know whether in the body or out of the body, but praise be to God. He said, I've seen into the portals of glory. And hey, he said, everything over home is looking good. Amen. He went on to write a little while later. He said, everything I'm going through, he said, in this old world, he said, they're just light afflictions compared to the glory I'll behold. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I ain't looking for gain in this old world. I'm just a pilgrim like you, a passing through on my way to glory. Amen. Yeah, how do you know you're going to make it? Because Jesus paid my way.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus bought my ticket. Amen. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
And as Brother Bill says, he ain't got no eraser.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm heaven bound with the hammer down.
Amen.
Looking for a glorious city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. When this journey's over, I get in His presence. When they roll my body up here, amen, don't you weep for me. You sing some say some hallelujahs. Because while they're rolling my body and that old preacher's are saying some sad words, hey, praise this God, this little old preacher's going to have good legs and a good body like in the Lord's, and I'm going to be taking me laps around the throne of grace, saying glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, there won't be no more defects there. I'll be perfect just like my precious Savior. Amen. I believe it. Hey, he went out of here at 33 and a half. Can you remember what you was like at 33 and a half? Boy, I'd like to be 33 and a half again. Man, I was Superman. Man, 33 and a half, man, you take any, you do anything. They say, this needs to be moved. Bless God, you can move it. Amen. Now I grab a hold of it. My mind's willing, but my body's weak. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't move it like I used to. But praise God, He's still the Lord. Amen. But He said we had to have some self-control. Now listen to what He says. He's talking about these athletes. And now if you got said, I was looking at some history this. Are you in a hurry? I'm trying to hurry. I didn't know there was this much in here. But I was studying on this. When they would do these events, they had a track set up. It was oval shaped track. And they had a starting point and a finish point. Amen. It was laid out. It was a measurable distance that you had to go. And they had it set up in this thing, and before the athletes could even compete, they had 10, according to historians, they had 10 months of training that they had to endure. And during this, now listen to me, and during these 10 months of training, they had to watch what they eat, they had to watch what they said, they had to watch how they acted, how they reacted, and they had to be willing to perform well, to give it all they had. Amen. But the thing that got me when I was studying on the history of this stuff, he said that they had some referees. And during this 10 months of practicing, that these referees that were knowledgeable in all the referee's job, he said he was the same thing. For 10 months, he was participating, he was watching, and he was encouraging. He was pointing out shortfalls, and he was watching to see if they was going to be able to fight, to run the race, if they was going to be able to compete. The referee would pick out weak spots. And he would pick out things that they need to work on, and he would show them so that they could get in the race, so that they could compete. Amen. So you see, glory be to God. So they can see. Hey, it's kind of like the us today. We're in this God of glory sitting up there, and the God the Son sitting in His right hand, and He's given us the Word of God. Praise God, as a roadmap, give all the directions that we need. Amen. To run a good race. Praise God, to give us the directions, give us the starting point, and give us a destination. Amen. It's a measurable distance. Amen. From heaven, or from earth to heaven. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we don't even know where heaven's at. It's in the third heaven. Amen. That's where He said it was. Where God said it was. Not in our earthly above where air is, and it's not where the sky is in the cloud, but He said it's way beyond that. In the third heavens. The celestial heavens. Amen. That's where God is. So we see this thing and we see it laying out. And now they had the ring there, and they said that they would put three poles from the starting line. The first pole had words on it. The second pole had words on it. And the third pole was at the end before the last turn where you'd start heading for the finish line. And the first word they said had the word on it, excel. He said you come out of the blocks in the race and He said you excel. That means you turn on the speed. That means you look to do good. To me, excel means to do the best you can. Amen. To pour out all you got. Praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, as we're in this race, we begin a race. Glory to God. We need to excel in what we do for the glory of God. We need to turn on the speed. We need to turn on the power. We need to do the best we can for the glory of God. Amen. 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 He said that once you come past it, once you pass that first one, it said excel. He said, then you got to that second one, it said hasten. Amen. He said, praise God, you're running a race and you're running well. Said you're running, amen. You're running out, you're pacing yourself, you got this thing down pat. You've been practicing, you know the routine, you know what you've got to do. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? Amen. We don't have a routine. We don't know what we need to do. We're so engrossed in our routine. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we forget about God's part. Amen. But praise God, we ought to have a pattern for our life where we get up of a morning, we read our Bible, we study God, we pray to God, we ask the Lord to help us. Amen. We think about Him during the day when we make decisions. God's in our decision making. God's in our life whenever we act and react. Praise God, we ought to think about how God feels about that. Amen. Amen. So that we can excel. So that we can hasten on through. Amen. He said that hasten, it means not to get bogged down in the journey. Amen. It means to just keep in the race no matter what happened. He said when trials and afflictions come up in our life, praise God, He said don't let us stop us from staying in the race. Amen. They would run that race, they would come to that third column. And that third column, it was right on the last turn before you headed to the home straight. And said on that last column, it said turn. Amen. And now what it was saying, he said, hey, listen, you're almost to the end of the race and you've run a good race. If you've excelled, praise God, and you've turned it on, amen. He said, you're right at the end of the race. He said, it's time to just turn. Glory be to God, young. It's time to turn for the finish line. It's time to turn for the home stretch, amen. And just pour out all you got. Hey, it's time to not hold back no more. Praise God, just to give all you got for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, just give it all, praise God. When you make it, we're in the last turn. Amen. Hey, young, we're in the last turn. Hey, did you watch the news today? Amen. The judges come up and said that we're going to just give the world wholly to sodomy. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it didn't say that. They might as well. He said, when they turned it over and they said, well, you know, sodomy's okay. We're going to just let the sodomites do what they want to. But see, the sodomites, their agenda is not to marry the person that they want to. The sodomites' agenda is to marry who, what, whatever that they want to. It ain't going to just stop when Jimmy marries Joe or when Sarah marries Sue. It ain't going to stop there. It's going to be whenever Sue wants to marry her puppy or wants to marry her, and that's a wickedness. But that's where we're headed. We're headed on a path of wickedness. But praise be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, hey, listen. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, lift up your heads. Praise God, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. He said, when you see it was as it was in the days of Noah, when he was married and given in marriage, and praise God, just going about daily business and not thinking about God. And He said, it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were just lusting one after another. Amen. With no concern for what God had to say. See, we're living in wickedness today. And people's questioned God, and they're saying, just like the devil, He said, well, did God really say that it's a man ought to be with a woman, a woman ought to be with a man? Did God really say that? Yes, He did. And God's immutable. He don't change His mind.
Amen.
Amen. And He won't. Praise God. Romans chapter 1. Read Romans chapter 1 when you get home. You change. The reason Rome fell, Rome was never conquered, amen. They would still be a great nation today, but because of that wicked sin of sodomy. Yeah. Men with men and women with women doing those things that was against nature. Yeah. And because of that, God just shut them off. Yeah. Shut them down. Amen. But He said, now they do it to obtain a corrupt crown. Notice the they and the we here. He said, they do it to obtain a corrupt crown. That's a crown that decays. That's a crown that won't last. That's a crown that'll go away with time. See, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. We go through this world and we just enjoy all that it's got and have pleasure in it, but it's only for a short season, and then it's gone. And then you're going to stand before God and give an account. But He said, we don't do it for a corrupt crown. He said, but we do it for an incorruptible crown. That's that immortal crown that we're after. We're that crown that won't corrupt and won't fade away. Amen. That's crown that's always settled in heaven. Amen. Where it's, the Bible says that it's kept by the Father until that day. Amen. That day that the redeeming of the body, praise God, when He takes us to be with Him. And what a day that's going to be. And I'll hurry on. He says, I therefore so run. He said, I'm running, praise God, for that incorruptible crown. That's what He's saying. He said, I'm not running. He said, I don't care what the world thinks. You know what the problem is in America today? Let me just bring it down. You know what the problem is? Most of our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches like this today, we're worried to death what people out there will think. We're worried to death what people out there will think. Amen. We ought to be worried about that. We ought to be just running just as hard as we can for Jesus. Amen. And we don't care. And we shouldn't care if it hair lifts. I hope it does. Amen. And we just keep on keeping on for Jesus. Bless His holy name. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. Now what He's saying here, Paul says, I'm running, and he said, I'm running with assurance. Yeah. He said, I know what my destination is. He said, I know what the prize is. Yeah. See, I believe there's a lot of folks today that don't know what the prize is. See, for a child of God, the prize is forever in heaven. It's settled with God. But for those that's choosing that incorruptible crown, it's going to be forever at the end of this race. They're going to be forever in hell, in damnation. He said, those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, they're condemned already. Yeah. Amen. Your destiny now, if you're lost without God, is headed for hell, to eternal fire where you'll burn and burn and never be consumed. But Paul said, I ain't worried about that. He said, there's no uncertainty in me. He said, I'm sure of where I'm going. He said, so fight I. He said, I'm staying in the fight. Now he goes from being a racer at this athletic event to being a boxer. He said, hey, I'm keeping my guard up. And he said, I'm staying in the fight. Amen. And he says, I'm not doing that. He said, I'm just not coming in just a frail in the air. Amen. But he said, I'm coming in with my fist up, praise God, to fight a good fight. I remember when I was a kid, I thought about this the other night. When I was a kid, my older brother, now he's 6 years older than me. He's 6 years older than me. He's always twice as big as me. But whenever I'd get mad, me and him would go at him. I'd go at him. And I'd come at him, and I'd just put my head down. I'd come in swinging. You ever done that? That's the way you used to fight when you was little, right? You just put your head down so he didn't punch you in the snout and you come in swinging. Well, he figured me out. He figured that he could stay back long enough so I had to finally look up and he'd go pop. And there I was. And he started teaching me. He said, son, when you get mad, keep your head up. Amen. He said, when you get in a fight, always keep your head up. Amen. He said, don't just go frailing, just frailing the air. He said, you got to keep your head up. I can see old Paul, praise God, as he's here and he's running this good race for Jesus. And he says, praise be to God. He said, I've got to keep it. He said, I'm staying in the fight. I'm keeping my hands up. I'm keeping my head up. Praise God. And I'm looking for a knockout punch. Because you know why? He's fighting the devil. Amen. He's in a fight with the devil. He's looking for a knockout punch. Amen. For Lord Jesus Christ, they can magnify His blessed name. So he said, I'm not as one that just frails the air. He said, I'm not a shadow boxer, praise God. He said, I'm in this to get a lick in. Praise the Lord. He says, I'm in it to win. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say, we ought to be in it to win. Till, you know what, tonight, and I'm trying to hurry, I'm going to quit in just a second. But you know, in order to win for Jesus, in order for win for you, you've got to settle in your heart that you want to win. That you want to win, be a winner in the Lord's army. So we're in the army. This is a fight. You have to fight to be a child of God. He said, but I keep under my body. That means to subdue and bring it into subjection. In other words, Paul says, I take my body and I realize that it's that's striving against God. He said, I take my body. He said, I treat it like a slave driver treats a slave. He said, I don't let it just do whatever it wants to. He said, I dictate to my body everything that I want it to do. Amen. When we get the mindset, praise God, we're not going to do whatever feels good. We're going to do that God says is good. Amen. When we subdue our bodies, He said, I bring it into subjection. Subjection to who? To Lord Jesus Christ. He said, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, that's to proclaim the good news. He said, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. What that mean? Now, He's not talking about His salvation. He's talking about His service. He said, hey, He said, I don't want to be, when I come to the end of this race, and praise God, I get set on the sideline. Amen. I get pulled out. I get disqualified. Amen. If you go back to the run in the box, He said, I don't want to be disqualified in the race, but I want to continue all the way for the prize to the end. Amen. But we have to ask, are we even in a race tonight? Paul was in a race. He was in a fight. He was in a battle. But are we in the race tonight? You're the only one that knows. We need to be in the race tonight. We need to be in a race for the Lord. We need to settle in our hearts and our minds. And we have to do it ourselves and say, Lord, this world's a mess. The Bible said it'd wax worse and worse and in the end, and we're almost there. But what we do in these last days is what's the most important. Paul said, hey, listen, said we're in a race and we're in a race to win. But what we have to ask ourselves today, are you even in the race? And if you're in the race, are you in it to win? What's your goal for yourself? What is the prize that you want to win?